Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Mandatory evacuation orders are in place in parts of Napa and Sonoma counties this morning after fast-moving wildfires fueled by high winds burned thousands of acres in wine country yesterday and last night. We'll get the latest. Then President Donald Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for office and paid no income taxes at all in many others. That's according to new bombshell revelations in the New York Times. One day before the first presidential debate, we'll talk about what the tax story and the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court might mean for the election. That's next after this news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. The Glass Fire, which began as a 20-acre brush fire near Deer Park yesterday evening, has scorched thousands of acres in wine country, burning through vineyards, destroying structures, and forcing at least 2,000 people to evacuate. Fueled by dry conditions and high winds, two other wildfires also erupted in the area, the Boysen Fire just west of St. Helena and the Shady Fire near Santa Rosa. All three fires have now merged, according to CAL FIRE. And here's Sonoma County resident Tom Finnerty, who evacuated last night.
We left a long time. We've been driving around Santa Rosa for 2.5 hours, trying to find a place to go to.
Well, we're going to get an update on the wildfires. We're also going to check in on the Bay Area air quality with KQED's Dan Brecky. But first, KQED reporter Alice Wolfley joins us from Napa. And welcome, Alice.
Hi, Michael.
Well, it's rough up there, I know, and it's from your perspective, sort of give us an update of what you're seeing. You're in Calistoga?
I'm in Yountville right now. I just came from Calistoga. I drove through St. Helena and or Calistoga down from St. Helena, and the fire has come all the way to Highway 29. There was flames on both sides of the road, and very, very smoky. There are some down power lines, and you know, it's what you'd expect. You know, it's deserted. It's all been evacuated, that's what I saw up in Calistoga and St. Helena.
And you were at evacuation centers?
Yeah, there's an evacuation center in Napa and at the Crosswalk Church. It was very busy this morning. I was there yesterday, and I just drove past this morning, and there was a long line this morning before it was even light out. Just people lined up waiting for hotel vouchers and other supplies. Of course, they're not staying in the evacuation centers because of COVID-19, so they get hotel vouchers, and
You've also been in touch with some people, I understand, who are doing animal evacuations. Is that right?
Yeah, Napa CART, the community animal response team, they have been working with evacuees to check on animals and get them out. This morning, they're actually coordinating to evacuate 150 cats from a shelter. and in terms of evacuations, they're now, for Napa County, it's up to 8,400 people. That's both evacuation orders and warnings, and there are at least 5,000 people that have now been evacuated in Napa County.
We're talking to KQED reporter Alice Wolfley. And Alice, you have a picture of containment yet and really the amount of acreage that's being affected?
11,000 acres so far and 0% containment. I think right now they're focusing on protecting structures, making sure everyone's evacuated. You know, the humidity is very, very low, and the wind, there's a breeze. You know, there's a breeze here, so I think that's mainly what they're focusing on.
There's a red flag warning until tonight at 9 p.m., I believe.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, I think that in these early stages of fires, they're mostly focusing on mitigating the property damage. And Cal Fire is actually, they've told me that they're sending out damage inspection teams today to assess property damage. And those numbers of how many structures have been damaged will probably start coming in, you know, today and tomorrow.
Well, we'll certainly keep our eye on that. And I thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's, again, KQED's Alice Wolfley, who is up in Napa. Dan Brecke joins us now, reporter and editor for KQED News. And Dan, where are you?
Where am I? I am in a, I'm safely ensconced in North Berkeley, far from the fire front, and following all my electronic monitoring sites to see what's going on up there and listening to the scanners and whatnot.
Well, what is going on up there? I mean, we got three fires that have merged. We got 64 wineries that were involved in this evacuation. At least it's my understanding. And you've got evacuations going on, not only in Napa, but also Sonoma and Shasta County.
Well, yeah, listen, it's a mess. I think when we all saw this red flag warning be imposed or be issued the other day, you know, we had our fingers crossed. And, you know, if you look at the advanced weather models, people started talking about this situation a week ago, and the models weren't clear. And then as we got closer, it became very clear that there would be a wind event with these high winds coming from the northeast and very low humidity. And it would be for a very large area. So you just mentioned Butte County, where the North Complex fire is burning, and they have a real problem up there, too. And in Shasta County, there's another fire. But what happened up here in our immediate North Bay in Napa and Sonoma counties is sort of a worst case scenario. A fire got going when it was very windy. And, you know, Cal Fire made an all out, very valiant effort through everything it could scrape together with lots of mutual aid engines and crews to try to really limit this thing in the hills northeast of St. Helena yesterday. If you were looking at the air attack, the air tankers and helicopters they were using, it was quite impressive. And people online were talking about the air show that was going on. Ultimately, you know, they slowed the fire, but they were unable to stop it. And, you know, there were mandatory evacuations, mostly on the east side of St. Helena at that point. But somehow, right around sunset, a couple of spot fires started clear across the valley. So if you've ever been up to the Napa Valley at that point near St. Helena, it's pretty narrow. And with the winds blowing, it's possible that embers blew all the way across and started these other fires you mentioned, the Shady Fire and the Boisen Fire. And those took off immediately. The air attack, plane monitoring the fires, immediately spoke of a critical rate of spread, and those fires were off into the races and soon merged and were obviously headed towards Santa Rosa. So what we've seen through the night is that the fires did get into the eastern side of Santa Rosa. Many structures have been burned, apparently. We heard from Mayor Tom Schwedhelm at 8:30. He talked to Daniel Venton. He has not gotten a damage assessment, and that's not even going to begin until this morning, but they've got trouble over there, and they're not out of the woods because there are new evacuations, for instance, near Annandale State Park in Santa Rosa. And then in the Napa Valley side, there are new evacuations sort of on the south end of the fire along Highway 128 down to what they call Sage Canyon Road. That's where Highway 128 turns east and goes up to Lake Hennessy. That area was close to the focus of the LNU complex, where it started. And so those folks up there are under an evacuation order right now, too. That was just issued in the last hour. So it's a mess. And one last thing, I'm sorry for the soliloquy here. The last thing I'll mention is that Calistoga area south of Lincoln Avenue, which is the main street through town there, areas south of Lincoln are under an evacuation order. Highway 29, which Alice mentioned driving down, is open for evacuations. Silverado Trail is not. And people can go to an evacuation center that's just been set up in Yountville at the Yountville Community Center.
We should probably mention also that St. Helena Hospital in Deer Park has evacuated, and you were kind of indicating that these winds were, well, they were prepared for in many ways, and yet there was a big shift in the wind. Do we know anything about the origin of this glass fire, how it started?
I haven't heard anything yet. One of the things that goes along with these weather events now is public safety power shutoffs by PG&E. And they had announced over the weekend and made final plans on Saturday, during the day Saturday, to shut off power to 88,000 customers from, you know, pretty far north in the Central Valley and the foothills, mostly in the Sierra foothills, and just in a tiny corner of Sonoma and Napa counties. Now, the fire did not start in those areas that were under a public safety power shutoff, so far as we know. And so, you know, I mean, with high winds blowing, we know from experience any number of things can go wrong. A car parked in the wrong place in tall grass, electrical causes, but we'll be hearing more for sure.
Well, at this point, there's a threat really to parts of Sonoma and Napa, but also Butte County and the town of Paradise. It's as if these people are going through a terrible kind of deja vu and going through the kind of fire dangers and destruction potentially that happened to them so recently. And they're expanding the mandatory evacuation zone. At this point, what do we know and what should people know about the evacuations?
Well, you know, listen, the thing to do is go to if you live in Santa Rosa, you've got to be paying attention to the Sonoma County emergency page. It's Sonoma County emergency. If you Google that, it'll take you to the page. They have a really good evacuation map there. I mean, basically the whole east side of the city, and we're talking the far east side, and then rural areas north and east and south of the city. So from, you know, south of Mark Springs, Mark West Springs Road, all the way down to Kenwood. All that area is under evacuation orders, as well as the east side of the city. And in Napa County, they've got a fire situational awareness map. If you Google Napa County situational awareness, you'll get to a really good map there. Butte County, what happened up there is, there's been limited personnel to put on a very large fire. The North Complex up there, which started with the lightning storms in August, has burned over 305,000 acres. Now, most of that is just since September 8th, like 260,000 acres of that is since September 8th. And what happened is there was one part of the fire on the north side near a place called Bucks Lake in Plumas County that was uncontrolled fire line. Virtually everything else has been sort of, reined in. And when the wind started to blow last night, yesterday afternoon, actually, it sort of blew out of the containment there with a big spot fire. And now all the areas sort of down the Feather River Canyon along Highway 70 are under warnings and evacuation orders, I should say. Concow, Pulga, all these places we know about are under evacuation orders. Paradise, you're in evacuation warning.
Yeah, well, the same fires burned in 2017, the Tubbs Fire area and the Camp Fire in 2018. Dan, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it. And that's Dan Brecke, reporter and editor for KQED News. Let me read a comment from a listener who writes, "I'm so depressed this morning because of the fires. I've been working on climate change since 1994. What we're experiencing is exactly what has been predicted for decades, only more rapidly and intensely. This is just the beginning. It will only get worse here and around the world." On that pessimistic note, we're going to break for 60 seconds. I'm Michael Krasny.
Support for Forum comes from San Francisco Opera. Set 10 years after a school shooting, the critically acclaimed opera Innocence takes us into a complex emotional journey where our understanding of innocence and guilt is constantly upended. Kaija Saariaho's ethereal score collapses the past into the present as a community of survivors grapple with how to move forward. Don't miss the highly anticipated American premiere of Innocence, June 1st through 21st. Learn more at sfopera.com.
We've all got those parts of our house where the internet just won't go. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about dead spots. Because with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds, reliable connection in every room, and power for all of your devices, even when everyone's online. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only with Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.